Okay, so here we go. We are in Rishman Gimel Siftalid. So we look in the Torah here. The Torah says, "Hamachacham sheish lo schora limchor imanichim l'shum adam limchor miyosu schora ad sheimchor hu tchila es shalom." That if you have a Talmud Chacham that's involved in some sort of business, so one is not permitted to sell. No one else, he has a monopoly over that business. Until he sells his stuff, no one else is allowed to sell their stuff. So that's actually a halacha. That's a halacha here. Where is it? Where in the world does he get that from? So the Beis Yosef says, it's found in the second parak of Maseches Bava Basra. It says, the parak Beis of Bava Basra here in the Beis Yosef.
Where?
In the Beis Yosef. It begins with Dalet, Talmud Chacham. It quotes from the Torah, and then says, okay. That it's from the second parak of Bava Basra. Maisi uvda derav dimi min harda, aisi grogros besfina. That apparently this uvda derav dimi from Narda, that he brought these dried figs. I'm really Rish Galusa Larava, Puch Chazi Itzur Mirabananhu, Linkod Le Shukah. He says, go see if he's a Talmud Chacham, and then you will hold and hold the Shuk. So and then the Rush quotes that as well, the Rambam quotes that as well. And there's also a quote of Chosh Mishma, etc. Now, the continuation of that Gemara is that he went and asked Rav Dimi a question. I mean, Rav Dimi sent Rava, right? Rish Galusa told Rava, go to Rav Dimi and find out if he's a Talmud Chacham. And Rav Dimi actually failed the test. He asked him, Akasha, if an elephant swallows a basket and then gets it out, right? Is it still the Kabbal Tumah? Is that considered? Is that still the original basket? Is essentially the question, right? And he said, I don't know. So he actually judged him as not being a Talmud Chacham, and therefore word got back that he doesn't get any special preferential treatment. But nevertheless, we see from here that had he passed the test, he would have been able to hold this type of monopoly.
Is it the Kabbal Tumah?
So I forgot.
Yeah, it's
a Gemara Menachos as well.
When it's inside the animal, I think it's not the Kabbal
Tumah. Yeah, it's a Gemara Menachos as well. It was covered in Daf Yomi recently. And actually, I forgot. I had a couple of questions like that. Yeah. I believe it said yes, but I don't remember. Should have looked it up.
If it said yes or no.
I should have assumed that I was going to be.
You got a 50-50 chance of getting right. If you guessed, well, I guess you didn't guess. You probably just said you didn't know.
That's right. Okay.
Well, how is that? This is different from like Hasagas Rule. I mean, I'm not sure that's the right terminology for it. Like, impinging on someone else's business anyway. I thought there's certain rules about.
There are. Either this is a violation of those rules, or the idea of Kavod Hamnicha Chama overrides it. Right, and it's all odd. This person was showing up in town, and he gets this type of. Oh, the rabbi showed up, so that's what he told him. He said, we're going to let word out into the shuk that nobody's allowed to sell these figs until this Rav Dimi has sold out. Right? So that's a pretty expansive thing that they're making allowance for. But that seems to be what they did. There is a story, the Shulchan Aruch really just quotes this straight up, so we don't even have to go to the Shulchan Aruch, but the... But apparently, recently the Chafetz Chaim had this deal set up in Rodin. He ran this store, and the store was open in the morning, and everybody would go there to buy from him first, and until he had enough to live for the day, and then he closed the store and went to yeshiva to learn. So I figured okay, they're all being nice to him. But apparently, no, that's the din. That's the din, right? If the rabbi is if the Talmud Chacham is selling a certain thing, so everybody needs to buy from him until he's covered.
I think he purposely closed the store because otherwise people couldn't do business.
What do you mean?
If he stayed open, they would keep coming.
Well, then he also wouldn't be able to learn.
Nobody else would make a living, so he closed the store.
Right, okay. So you heard the flip side.
Yeah.
That's what I said, that way other people would be able to do business.
Yeah, because he could see that otherwise.
I don't know.
I mean,
according to this din, it seems like it's following the straight letter of the lawyer.
Yeah, it is. But definitely
okay, so the second one is, hey, so v'imaya lo din im acher v'omed lifnei hadayin. So if he has a din with somebody else, he's supposed to go, the rabbi's in a din Torah with somebody else, and they're going up from the dayin, v'yisham bali din acher, and there's other people there, lefanov, so the tour, lefanov is a key word, right, but lefanov is before him, I mean, there are people online before him. Afilu kadmu lovu lefanov tchila, even though other people came first, makdimin dinu shel Talmud Chacham u'shivin osa. So we would go take the din of the Talmud Chacham first. I mean, he gets to cut the line. Okay? So this is That's what it says in the Torah. So where do we get that? Where does he get that from? So that's the Gemara of Masechet Nedarim. So you can see here in the Beis Yosef, Parakonam Yain, Amar Rava, Shari Le Tzur Mirabanan Lemeimar Tzur Mirabanan Ana Sharu Li Tigrei Bereisha. That Rava permitted Sharu Le for the Rabbanan to say that I'm one of the young Rabbanim. I permit me to have my dispute settled first, as the pasuk tells us. When David Kohanim Hayumakoy Notel Barosh Af Tamar Chacham Notel Barosh. That the children of David were Kohanim. I believe the Gemara there expands upon it. What do you mean, the children of David weren't Kohanim? He said, no, they were Kohanim, and that they would get to go first. So, Perek Shuas Eidus. Also, we have the story of the Rav Ula Bered Rav Eli, Havale Dina Kami Rav Nachman. Right, so Rav Ula, the son of Eli, had this in front of Nachman. So, Shalach Le Rav Yosef, Ola Chavirenu Amis Betorah Mitzvos. So, Rav Yosef said to him, Ula is one of ours. Right, and he's big in Torah and Mitzvah. So that was the word that was sent. So I read in Hassam, right, the Lahachi Shalach Le Lemishre Tigra. So Kolomar Lifsok Dino Kodem Shar Bali Din, and he figured out, oh, they must be sending this to me. Not that I'm going to treat him better in terms of the halacha, but rather just simply that he's going to get first dibs with regards to me doing his din Torah first. So Tosos their comment. So Kasu Tosos Arash had them read the Mishrei Tigra. That, so what does that mean? That we're going to dispense with his halacha first. So I knew Dafka Kishabosh Nidam of Asachas. So the first answer Tosos says, yeah, that when everybody comes at the same time, so he's going to get preferential treatment. Okay, so that's not so crazy. Din Ba Din Echa Tchila. Inami, the second answer to those was is Asay the Chavu Torah Adif. He says no, he's going to get to go first because Kavanah Torah is more important than the line. Kedamrina Parak Basra Diksubas, as we see in the last parak of Maseches Ksubas. So what's that talking about? What's that Gemara? So interesting, these aren't really stated Mishnayos Halachos. These are like all being learned out from Meisim, which is interesting. I'm not sure how that, you know, we do Paskin Halachos based that way, but it's, you know, it's hard to sometimes figure out what their motivations were. But we have this Gemara Maseches Ksubas. What's that? So Daf Kufei Amud Beis Maseches Ksubas from Anan Icy Leah Hu Gavra Kansa de Gildani. That this person, again Icy Leah, this person brought these small fish that live amongst the reeds. That's what that's Kansa de Gildani. So Shadri Lakami Derav Nachman. So Shalach Le Naidine Mar Lahai Gavra the Aha the Ana Anan Pasilna Le Ladina. So Rav Nachman sent to him. Oh, sorry, this is a story. Rav Anan brought to him, meaning he gave to Rav Nachman these, like, collection of small fish or something like that. So there's a conversation there that takes place in the Gemara where Rav Nachman says to him, why are you giving this to me? He's like, you think I'm going to judge you better for what's of it? And he says, no, it's only because, you know, his idea of giving Tamid Chachamim nice things, so I'm giving you a nice thing. I don't expect you to show me any type of favoritism at all as, you know, when you're my dayan. So Rav Nachman says, well, I'm sorry, I'm puzzled, I can't be your dayan anymore. But he sent to this person, the Anan Pasilna Leiladini. He sent to this person, I'm puzzled to judge this person. So, and then he sent that note with him to somebody else. So Amar Midis Shalach Li Hachi Shmamina Krivihu Havakayim Dina Diasme Krivihu. So he gets this letter from Rav Nachman saying, you know, take this guy's case. I'm puzzled. So the second dayan said, oh, why is Rav Nachman puzzled? It must be that he's like his relative. In which case, he gets special treatment because he's Rav Nachman's relative. So what's that special treatment? So have a kaim din diasmi kami. So he actually had a din Torah in front of him of Yisomim. Amri said, hi ase v'hai ase. He says there's a mitzvah ase of judging the Yisomim first. V'hai ase is also a mitzvah ase to judge this relative of the Talmud Chacham first. So Asi the Kavod Torah Adif. So I'm going to treat the Torah, the Kavod Torah is going to be more. So Salke Ladine Diasme V'Achti Ladine. So he pushed aside the Din Torah of these Yisomim and he took this person first. Now the Gemara actually continues and actually says that the Rav. Who was it? Was it Ravana? Ravana was the person. Rav Nachman was the. judge, and he sent it to, doesn't say who he sent it to, but in the Gemara itself it says who he sent it to, and that person who he sent it to actually had used to have an audience with Eliyahu HaNavi. And Eliyahu HaNavi stopped coming because of this incident. And then he was able to pull him back. Now, it's a little unclear, okay, so why did Eliyahu HaNavi stop coming? Is it because he was wrong? Meaning, did he stop coming because he was giving him preference because he thought he was a relative of a Talmud Chacham, and that ended up not being correct, right?
But he's a relative. Do we see that a relative?
Yes, so apparently, right, so that's one. Or the second issue is that halacha true, right? That a relative of Talmud Chacham is going to get preference over a Yasum, right? Is that really true? So it's unclear, right? So Mordechai Kasav.
Yeah, the Yosem was there already.
So that's what it sounds like.
At the same time.
Right. Right, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's possibly like that second answer of Tosfos. Yeah.
But if you're going to extend this to relatives of Talmud Chacham, then first of all, where does it end? Second of all, it would have to be also if he's doing business. Hey, but I'm an uncle of such and such a Talmud Chacham, therefore I should get present. It seems like a. Is that extension halach?
Yeah. All right. I mean, that it seems to assume that. Yeah.
And that's why Eliyahu.
So coming. Right. So you would have to say no, Eliyahu HaNavi didn't stop coming because the whole Metzius was wrong. Right, the facts were wrong. He wasn't a relative. He was just a guy who was puzzled to go in front of Nachman. And maybe it also doesn't get preference in front of a Yasum, but only would get preference in front of other people. So anyway, so Rabbeinu, where are we here? Mordechai Kassel Amashatir. So Inami Asid Kavator Adif Miu Kasha Michakatan Kigadol Tishma. Right. So it's. Maybe a Kavod Torah is greater. However, it's a problem of equality here. So I don't really know what his problem is. He says no, because there the only reason he got in trouble was because there really was no mitzvah ase of Kavod Torah in this case. For Rabbeinu Kan v'gam b'chush and mishpat pasuk keter it's shein yishakasa right. However, the Torah writes like the second answer that Tosfos gave. What was that? Tzarech hadayin she yaktim ladun hadin shebal found. So the tour here seems to understand that what is the in terms of the are we is it that he just gets tie goes to the Talmud Chacham or is it the Talmud Chacham gets a preferential psak? So the tour seems to paskin that way, and we have a read through the Gemaras to assume that way. Aval. Basically, it turns around. However, Rashi seems to assume like that first answer that it's just because the tie goes to the Talmud Chacham. And that seems to be the psak of the Rambam also. Right, you have a din Torah and there's many bali dinim in front of you. So you bring them in first and you sit them down first. Okay, it doesn't say who. Oh. Right, so you're going to bring the Talmud Chacham in first and sit him first. However, in Parakaf Aleph Mehilchos Sanhedrin, Kasav Hayil Thanav Hadayanim Bali Dinim Harbe, that we have that if there's many in front of the Dayanim, Dayan many Bali Dinim, Makdimin Din Hayasum, Vidin Almana. A Yasum comes before an Almana, Vidin Almana Kodum Vidin Talmud Chacham, and Almana comes before a Talmud Chacham, Vidin Talmud Chacham Kodum Vidin Amaretz. So it seems like the Talmud Chacham might go in front of an Am Haaretz, but he's not that high on the hierarchy. So how do you understand that? So how do you understand that Gemara in Ksuvis, which was the Gemara in Ksuvis? That was where Ravon and Isilehu, where he, if he was the Talmud Chacham, he would have bumped him up. So he says, yeah, that Gemara and Masechta Ksuvos Shnei Hadinim Bo Ke'echad. That's where they came at the same time. Umayd Amar have a Kain Din, where he says you should bring him in front of the Yasmi Kameh. Hayin Lomar Shekeshebo Shnei Dinim Eilu Fanef. You have these two cases in front of you, a Talmud Chacham and a Yasum. Hayarotz Lahaskul is Asik Bedine Diyasmeh. You can start like you start then and show like you involve yourself with the yasom. You could start with the yasomim, but then you would pick up and actually do the din Torah of the Talmud Chacham first. So even though the Rambam perhaps seems to indicate that the Yasam comes first, basically says, no, that's not what the Rambam means. The Rambam just means that you would show the Yasam that, don't worry, I'm not ignoring you. I'll start the work for you. But in terms of getting the Talmud Chacham finished first, so the case of the Talmud Chacham is actually going to be heard first. And that seems to be the psak of the... that's how the Beis Yosef seems to assume the psak of the Rambam is. And that seems to be the way that he actually passes in Shulchan Aruch. So let's take a look now in Shulchan Aruch. Well, you can hold your place and come back. Oh, maybe.
There's a Gemara, not just the Rambam, right?
What?
There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, not just the Rambam.
The Gemara in Sanhedrin said what? Where is the Sanhedrin?
First the Yasum, then the Yaman, then the Talmud Chacham, and then the average judge.
Where did it say that? No, Mihilcho Sanhedrin.
Around. Oh, it's the Rambam. Okay, I see.
Okay, so the so in Dalet we learned Dalet, right? It says Talmud Chacham sheish lo schor limkor lo yomanichin l'shum adam limkor miyos schor ashim kor hu tchila shalom. He has to sell his stuff. But after the like of the oh, so there's a caveat here. I forgot to add it. The Beis Yosef quoted this caveat, but he adds in v'dafka the like of the kolchavim d'mizvene. It's only if there's no non-Jews that are selling that stuff also. Right, about Iika Odikokham de Mizvene, low. Right, but this halacha is not going to apply if there's non-Jews selling it also. So if the rabbi is selling in the candle business, right, so he's going to sell candles. Nobody can sell candles until the rabbi finishes selling his candles. But if there's non-Jews that are also selling candles, in which case there's competition anyways, so then everybody, then this halacha doesn't apply. Low, right? The halis revucha l'tzur mirabanan v'afsudi l'hanach v'teh lo mafsedina. Right? Therefore, because there's not really going to be a benefit for the rabbanim, and everyone else is just going to lose. So that halacha is not then not going to apply if there is already competition. Fine. Okay, I'm not sure how applicable that would be as well as that. And the Sif Hey is Talmud Chacham sheish lo din im echad. If you have Talmud Chacham that has a din Torah with somebody, right? Omei lefanav hadayin, and they stand in front of the dayin. V'yisham bali din amachir. There's other people shekadmu lefanav that came first. Chila matimin dino shel Talmud Chacham umoshivino. So we will accept the Talmud Chacham first. I mean, it sounds like he actually gets to cut the line in order to be heard first. Now there is a bit of a question about why. Well, what is the motivation here? Why does the Talmud Chacham get to go ahead? What are the possibilities? Why should the Talmud Chacham get to go first?
Bittul Torah.
Ah, so the second answer is Bittul Torah. The first answer is
cover.
Right, cover Torah. So perhaps one can resolve these. So this issue, I mean, why would you get to give it to the Yasum first? I mean, we want to show him that, you know, we're going to take care of you. The Talmud Chacham, however, we're going to take care of his din first, because now that the Yasum is settled, so okay, the Yasum is settled, and let the, you know, and make sure that the Talmud Chacham is able to get out of there in a reasonable amount of time.
The Talmud Chacham also has a din to take care of the Yasam.
Yeah, Yasam also has an idea to take care of the Talmud Chacham. Yeah. Now the Shach seems to quote the Kavanah Torah reason. The Shach and Yudav says Shach al pishah bali dinim tzrichim lamot. Oh, actually, he has in one more additional thing here that even though generally bali dinim stand when they're in court, ushivin es haTamul Chacham mishum asi the Kavanah Torah. We're going to sit the Talmud Chacham because of the mitzvah asay of Kavanah Torah. So he'll then get to sit. I believe that there is a whole issue there of what happens to the other guy. Does that mean that the Talmud Chacham gets to the other guy, yeah, has to stand? I think we avoid an inequality, yeah, when that comes up. But okay, all right. Okay, Sifav.
My mother used to complain about this. Something we used to live in the same neighborhood as the publisher of the Jewish Press. And she complained that when he would come to the bakery, they would serve him right away, even if there was a line.
Uh-huh.
And it's not exactly the same thing. It doesn't say anything here about waiting online in the store.
So there are other places where it talks about waiting online in the store, where it does seem to there does seem to be something like that.
Well, I don't know whether they gave him cover because he was on Kotham or because he was a publisher.
Yeah, I believe it is. See, in Reish Vemdal, it also, Reish Vemdal is about
Free Jewish Press.
Yeah, this seems to be more about Lotases, especially the rest of the stuff is about Lotases, right? It's called Talmud Chacham Hayapater Mimasa Mechira Schorasom B'demas. Okay, so these are like those specific dinim as opposed to Reish Vemdal, which is Kima V'hidr B'fnei Talmud Chacham Afilu Yinu Rabo. So I think that's more covered in Reish Vemdal, but there is certainly an idea of him skipping the line as well. Why you're separating them this way, I don't know. Okay. Wrong sif here. There we go. Yeah, apparently in Reish Mavav it says, this isn't just in Basin, but any time that you have a... people asking shilas, so the Talmud Chacham should get to ask a shila first. So it's not just the Torah; it's also about the about those kinds of things. Fine. All right. So Vav then gets into the issue of Mizayon Talmud Chacham. So I guess we could stay really here. Yeah. Okay. So rush through. We'll go through the. So Avon Gadol who levazos tamidi chachamim oldest no son uvechol hamavaze es hachachamim einu chelik olam habav hu bechal kidavar Hashem biza, that it's a big avera to be mevaze tamidi chachamim or to hate them, and anybody who is mevaze chachamim he has no chelik in olam haba hu bechal kidavar Hashem biza, that he has been mevaze the word of Hashem. Where is this coming from? The einu chelik olam haba. So a the Gemara in Sanhedrin, when it discusses what an apikoros is, includes amongst an apikoros one who is mevaza tamid chacham. So an apikoros is on the list of ein lo chelik liolam haba. So therefore, we say, yeah. So therefore, somebody who is mevaza tamid chachamim. So ein lo chelik liolam haba. Now the Ramah then goes a little bit more and says v'lesor l'shamish b'mish Shoshone halachos, that is also prohibited to be mishamesh, which is not to take care of, but to have him take care of you. Somebody who is
lehishtamesh.
Yeah. Oh, you have it as lehishtamesh.
Yeah.
Ah, okay, good, because I was thrown off. In my Rama, it says lashamesh, and I was like, okay, it threw me off for a while. I have to look up the Gemara.
I don't know what? There's an asterisk before the word v'atzer. But I don't have no idea what.
Well, it sends you to the Gra.
There's
a line in the Gra, but okay, you have lehishtamish. Okay, good. So v'asur lehishtamish misha shon halachos. It's prohibited for somebody to make use of, to be cared for by somebody who is knowledgeable in halachos. The kol shekein misha shone talmud. Somebody who's knowledgeable in the Talmud. Now this is actually a pretty low bar, right? This is anybody who knows halachos or anybody that's not just a Talmud chacham. That's even more so, right? That's pretty much anybody, as the Pesach Mitzvahs points out. So get to that in a second. Shulgamar v'yakdim l'shamish mishishon halachos kol mishishimish mishishon ugamar. And it's better to deal with somebody to be serviced by somebody who is knowledgeable in halachos and somebody who is knowledgeable in Gemara. Now this is a beferish Gemara. I'm not sure why the Mechaber doesn't quote it, but it's a Gemara in Maseches Megillah that says explicitly, right, that one is not permitted to be mishamish by somebody who is learned in halachos. So that's a bit of a issue.
We went from hating or being of the mevaza to hating. And
well, suggesting that this is considered a bizayim.
Hmm.
Right, so
the Ramah adds this in. Yeah.
What?
The Ramah adds this.
Right, the Ramah is adding it in, but it is explicit from the Gemara. The Gemara itself has it. Now, why the Mechaber doesn't have it is an interesting question. So the Ramah adds in. So how does one resolve this? So the Pesach Mitzvah has a couple possibilities of how to solve this issue. Meaning, is anybody who knows halachos, whatever that means. What?
Yeah.
Right, so he says if Rishon Halachos Hainu Shehu Lomid Mishnayos, somebody who learns Mishnayos. That's the way it's quantified by Rashi on that Gemara Maseches Megillah. Wow. So What?
He learns Mishnaitis.
Yeah, right. Plenty of people learn Mishnaitis. So the so one way to resolve this, he has an interesting suggestion that from the Maharsha, that he says that before you ask the guy to use him, you should teach him a halacha. Right? That way then you become his Rebbe. So if you taught him anything in the past, so then you can make use of him. So that's one way of resolving it. But probably the easiest thing here, he quotes here at the end from the Binyan Tzion, says this is really talking about Shimush Dafka Shimush Shel Avedos Obizayon, something that is like avdus or bizar, something that is pretty degrading. But for things that people normally do for others, right? Then it's permissible, even in the case of one who is shown a halacha. So that's probably what we rely on in terms of this this halacha.
That story in the Gemara where there was this guy who was used to, he was rich and then he became poor. And you just have someone running in front of him. So Hillel did it.
Yes. Hillel. Yes. Why is that okay? So there is, in terms of the Bizayon, in the Bizayon Tamid Chacham section, he does quote here from the Chavos Yar, which appears in the Piskei Shuvos and Reish Mem Dalet, where he says that a Talmud Chacham asked the Chavos Yair, Hayudei Nagin Kama Mine Kli Zemer, that he knew how to play a lot of instruments. Can he play in front of a Chasam Kala, or is that considered Bizayon for him? Himself, because of the covenant of his Torah, and he's not able, he can't be mochel on that. So the Chavos Yair concludes, it's permissible and you're doing the mitzvah. Why? Everybody knows you're not being paid for this, and you're doing it l'shem shemayim. The dafka gabi mitzvos shebein odom l'chaveiro, that's where we find that a Talmud Chacham could say, I'm backing out. Right? That's a famous thing, that somebody finds something in the street that it's not considered Eino Roy Lefi Chodo, it's not considered up to his, if we consider degrading for him to pick it up. The example of the Gemara is a woman's undergarment. So all of a sudden the rabbi is going to pick up a woman's undergarment and go knock on the look for her name. Oh, okay. Let me go knock on her door and return it to her. So he doesn't have to go ahead and do that. The rule of thumb is if he wouldn't pick up his own of those, he doesn't have to pick it up for somebody else. That's the halacha in Hilchos Shabbos.
He doesn't have to, but is he allowed to? Because this guy's saying he thought he wouldn't be allowed.
Right. So maybe he's not even allowed in those cases. Right. Okay.
I mean,
generally, you have the right to be mochel. So yeah, I'm not sure why that's not being taken into account. Maybe you do have the right to be mochel on.
Maybe because it's in public, so he's afraid.
I'm not sure what happened to the cover. That's probably going to come up in Reish Mem Dalet. But he does respond here by saying that it's okay because that's l'shem shemayim as opposed to something benadam l'chavero. Now it's a little hard to understand how playing for a chasan and kala is considered a benadam l'makom, but returning a lost object, that's benadam l'chavero. And the only thing that's considered a bizayon is if it's benadam l'chavero, not if it's benadam l'makom. That's a little hard. I'm not sure how he does that. Maybe we'll see more about it and as we get into Reish Mem Dalet.
Anyone who wants to change a chasan kala is if he built something in your shalat.
Yeah, okay. All right. I mean, we say nice things about returning lost objects also, yes. Though. So. Okay. Okay. So a couple of other things, of course, in this paragraph. So then Zion gets into the issue of Chira. So Mishe Idu Alav Shebiza Tamil Chachama Afil B'dvarim Afil Shalom B'fanav Beistin Hayu Madinoso, that somebody who is the normal person of being mevazet tamid chachamim, so Beistin has the right to put him benidoy. What's nidoy? Nidoy is chayrim, right? They would put him in chayrim. What?
There's slight differences between nidoy and chayrim, but anyway, Rambam gives some distinctions.
Yeah,
I believe so.
Okay, all right. They matirin lo achi yirtza chacham shenaduhu bishvilo, and they don't permit him. He's not allowed out until he goes and appeases the chacham who he's put in chayrim or benidui as a because of him. V'imbizas chacham la'acher moso, and if he embarrasses the tamach chacham after the tamach chacham died, based on how you madin. So they matirin lo mishiyachzer b'tshuva, and those tshuva basically will put him in Benidui, and they'll let him out when he comes back and does tshuva. Now, last week you already pointed out that there is an ongoing dispute about does this apply to Tamid Chum Bizman Hazeh. One could perhaps say that it does, it doesn't. The Mechaber seems to assume yes, hence he's writing them all straight out. But the Ramah, with you can see there's a Ramah here in the next halacha, is takes issue about whether it applies to Zman Hazeh. He says, "Ein din Tamid Chum Bizman Hazeh l'in she'itein lo hamavayish liter d'davah." Okay, so there is a halacha. The Beis Yosef quotes it. Why it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, I don't know. But the Beis Yosef does quote the Yerushalmi that if one of his mavazel, the Tamid Chum has to give him 10 gold coins. Now, that seems like, I guess the Shulchan Aruch assumes it doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh because he doesn't mention it. But that halacha is mentioned in the Beis Yosef. The Ramah says that doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. But yet, Basin does have the right to put a knas on it, to put some kind of fine on him, according to the embarrassment and who he embarrassed, and who was embarrassed. So long as the Chacham didn't start the fight. The Chacham didn't start the argument to embarrass that guy inappropriately. And he was just retaliating. But even in that case, even if the Talmid Chacham did prod him a little bit, people don't have permission to go after Talmid Chacham in that way. The Yom will have to sort this all out when they have a chance.
If the Talmid Chacham starts it, what is the situation?
So the Ramah says the halacha is right that if the Talmid Chacham starts it, so then the other person just retaliates, so he wouldn't be put in chayru. Okay. But if the Talmid Chacham only started a little bit, and the other guy did a disproportionate response, right? So then we would put him in, and it's going to be up to the Dayanim ultimately about how one is going to go ahead and resolve. So that's the way the Ramah seems to conclude. So there is a. Yeah, so there is. Where did I see that list? Right, he points out here that whether this actually applies to Zman Hazeh, how it would apply to Zman Hazeh, you're going to have to work that out. And he actually makes a case here that you could even that the Talmud Chacham himself could put him in Cherem. That actually is permissible, but again, he has to be pretty certain that it's going to hold. I mean, the idea of putting someone in the harem is only as good as the power of the harem, otherwise it doesn't help, as we perhaps do see Bizman Hazeh. What are some of the effects of that? So, there actually is a Ramah later, there's actually a Simon Shulchan Aruch towards the end here, and Simon are we here? Our one's in Shin Lam and Dalet Sifav. You don't have it. Shin Lam and Dalet Sifav, where he lists off a couple of things that are done. So, what are the things that are done? So, Shechol Nigzer Alav, Shalo Yamulu Banav, that they could have Gezer on him, that we're not going to give his sons a bris. You know, you can find another Moel, but we're not going to do it. But Shalo Yikavres Yam Yamos, and if you die, we're not going to bury you. So, that perhaps is more prominent, that the Chavar Kedisha will hold the guy ransom until something happens. Vilagarish as banu mibisa sefer v'ishnu mibisa knesset. We're going to kick the kids out of yeshiva, and we're going to kick the wife out of shul. That seems like we're not going to kick him out of shul. We're just going to kick the wife out of shul. Yeah. As the Ramah comments, it's shin lamed dalet sifav. You can see the nosy keel in there. So, all right. It's probably more about recognizing the power of this prohibition as opposed to how it actually is carried out. There is a what else is this? Here we go. Oh, actually, let's do Ches, and then we'll show you this Pesachei Tshuva. In Ches, it says, "Chacham Asma Hayim Enad El Chvod." Oh, here it is. Right, the Mechaber says the Chacham himself has the ability to put the person in Nidui for his own honor. Lamar he could connect them if there is a non-Tamil Chacham that was mavaz him. Ve'in Tzarich Lo Eidus V'Lo Asra. He doesn't need Eidus or Asra. Ve'im Atirin Lo Ad Sheir. So Chacham, and he doesn't need to be let out until the Chacham is appeased. Ve'im Meis Chacham Ba'im Shlosh Matirin Lo. And if the Chacham dies, Otherwise, he comes in front of three dayanim, they could permit it. V'imratza hachacham limcholo v'lo nidhu harishus biyado. And if the Talmud Chacham wants to be mochel it and not put him in chayrim, so he does have the right not to. Okay, Yishrom Shavizman Hazeh, and then the Rama adds in, yeah, but Shavizman Hazeh in Tavachacham Yal Gulil Zechfodo Atzma. He can't do it on his own. V'olasos Dina Lanashi. He can't make these dinim for himself. There are those that disagree. V'yishcholkim uvashi muchzak v'roy lekach. Who decides whether he's muchzak or roy lekach? See if people listen to the nidui. So the Piskei Tshuva here comments in number Zion here. The Ptash Beitz, right? Shaharich Bazev, Chasid Matzinu, Lamdin, She'ein Lasos, Lechvodo, Elochacham, Asher Roy, Limnos, Parnes, Alat, Seymour, Vitzvichu, Bo tonight. Right? He needs those, we wouldn't do this to honor him, except for a Talmud Chacham who's fit to be considered the Parnes. I'm not sure what that is. And he needs to fulfill these tonight. He needs to fulfill these conditions. Number one. Ha'echad, Shalomar Kol Talmud Binyanim Hanoagim Lafuke Hilchas Al Mashiach. Right? So how do we establish who a Talmud Chacham is that is able to carry out this Nidui? So number one, he's got to know Kol Torah Kula, at least things that are Lamaisa B'zman Hazeh, not necessarily all of Kachem. Okay. Number two, Hatnai Habez, in the Piskei Tshuva here, in the Piskei Tshuva, in the Piskei Tshuva, in number Zion Piskei Tshuva, right, that you have. Number one is that he's a Talmud Chacham. Number two, Hatnai Habez, that he has halacha on his lips, and he has the ability to paskin shailas in a good way. That that he doesn't separate from his learning except for the things absolutely necessary for him to earn a living or for the benefit of the congregation. For if he
learned and stopped.
Right, because if he actually stopped learning, so then he's worse than Amaretz. Hatnaya dalet, shelo yehe sagi sane shomani, shima hai. Number four is also that he's not, I guess, hated by those around him. For if he was, so then we would be invazing him. But these restrictions, this idea that he has no kol Torah kula, or at least kol Torah kula that is relevant to Zman Hazeh, that's only if there's people greater than him. But if there isn't, so then you have to go with him. And he would, it sounds like, according to the Piskei Tshuva, he would be at this level that he would be able to impose these types of haramim. Yeah. And then test here, just to finish up the simon. Right, even though the Talmud Chacham himself could do this, it's not a good idea. Right, if something was done privately, right, don't put the guy in chayim if something was done privately. But in charfu b'farhesb, it was done publicly. Also, limchos, then he can't be mochel on his kavod. Ela nokim v'noter adaver kenachash ashi yavakish imenu. Rather go after him like a snake. That must be a figure of speech from the Gemara or something, until the person requests mechila from you. So it sounds like with regards to bizayon, even though a person, he might be able to be mochlan his kavod, in terms of being mochlan a bizayon ha-kavod, or a bizayon ha-torah, or right, something like that, so then maybe he doesn't have the right to be mochlan that. But hopefully we'll see more about the possibilities of mechila in the weeks ahead as we cover Mem Dalet. Bus?
Who's going like a snake? To get him to apologize?
The guy who, no.
Yeah, right. Meaning strike after him like a snake until the person person attempts to be mocha. Meaning encouraging retribution until the person does some chayim tshuva. Yeah. All right, it's based on this Gemara in Maseches Chulin about this. There was a butcher. The Losar Sechini Kami the Rabba Parachina Shanti Vav the Achus the Visper the Shachin the Marzusha Velo Leichus Mar Losam Mar Malish Lichusa Kavti and so the Mashma the Ilav Lichusa Kavti Lo Hamir Shoyim Lashira. No, actually, that's a different Gemara. I actually saw it today, one of the comments about this idea of striking him, going after him like a snake.
The thing with the snake, I've heard, means you should do it without, not for his own benefit, not for revenge.
Right.
So that's a big
challenge. Yes, I remember. I'm not sure I mentioned in this context. I remember the first meeting I ever had with Rabbi Rosenblatt. He said to me, I don't remember why he was talking about it, how we got into this conversation, but he commented that something that, you know, if you're a rabbi and you don't get this or that, you know, that you expect in terms of covenant or whatever like that, don't jump and assume that it's a covenant Torah issue. just because you passed a couple of yerdei luchinas doesn't make every time you get offended it's a covenant Torah issue. Right? It might just be that, you know, something besides just covenant Torah. So one has to be careful going after just claiming everything that's done in against the Talmud Chacham is bizayon Torah. It might just be whatever. Something else. All right, we'll stop here. I guess we'll talk about Rachel.